Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're sharing with you on the subject of the truth about Halloween. Halloween is celebrated by the world as a harmless, fun occasion. Many Christians also celebrate this holiday. It's important that we understand the history of Halloween, and we were talking about that in the last broadcast. We're going to review this and talk more about this subject. The original celebration to our modern-day Halloween began with the pagan Druids hundreds of years before Jesus was born. The Druids lived in the Celtic countries of Britain, France, and Germany, and they were a people that were involved in witchcraft. In fact, the word Druid means wise man or magician. The Celts considered November 1st as the beginning of their new year, and this particular day preceding that, October 31st, was recognized as the day of transition from the summer to the winter. And on this particular day, that's when the Celtic people believed that it was a great time of supernatural activity. The barriers were down between the natural world and the supernatural world. And the pagan Druids who lived in these countries had a celebration on October 31st in honor of their pagan god Samhain. Samhain was an evil spirit who was the Lord of the Dead, and the celebration was a festival or vigil of Samhain. During this festival, the Druid high priests were to collect offerings for their god Samhain in order to worship him. October 31st was also called All Hallows Day. This All Hallows Day celebration began as the sun was setting the evening before, and that prior evening, October 30th, was called All Hallows Eve, from which we get our modern name of Halloween. The celebration was a festival of the dead, celebrating death by honoring the Lord of the Dead, Samhain, and the souls of the dead. In the Druids' pagan religion, they believed that the souls of the dead would rise out of the graves, wander the countryside, trying to return to their former homes where they lived for food and shelter. And on All Hallows' Eve, Samhain, the Lord of the Dead, was to call up all the evil souls that had died during that year so they could return to their former homes. The people believed that the evil souls would come out on this night, and they'd visit the homes of the living to be appeased through a sacrifice. They weren't, of course, the souls of the dead, but they were evil spirits. And if the foods and the treats were provided by the new residents, then the evil spirits would not do any evil to them. But if not, they would do evil deeds to them. They would cast spells, provoke havoc by destroying property and livestock, and terrorize, haunt, and torment the living in retaliation, even to the point of killing the children. The Druids would ask the families to sacrifice their firstborn child often in order to pacify the evil spirits and guarantee the fertility of crops and livestock. Now, they had to satisfy the demands of the spirits with good treats, or they would be retaliated with a trick. Giving food to the evil spirits was in reality a sacrifice to the demons and the worship of Satan. Now, when children go out trick-or-treating today, they're following the same pagan ritual, and when they do this, they're taking the place of the evil spirits who went to the homes demanding a sacrifice. Therefore, the participation of children in demanding a treat or I will trick you opens the door for demon spirits to enter into them. In giving out the food to the evil spirits, the people were actually sacrificing to the demons and worshiping the devil. Today, in giving food or candy out to children on Halloween, one is doing the same thing. And if you participate in this, you are actually sacrificing to demons and worshiping the devil, whether you realize it or not. Now, this festival of Samhain was a supreme night of demonic jubilation where the demons would roam the earth. The ghosts and the fairies and the witches were riding through the sky a fearsome night, and so the people would build huge bonfires to frighten away the raging demons. They'd carry their jack-o'-lanterns with demonic carved faces in order to drive away the demons. The superstitious Celtic people were so afraid on All Hallows' Eve that they would travel on this day wearing masks and costumes to disguise, thinking that would ward off the evil spirits. And for protection, their disguise was to masquerade as one of the dead souls and hopefully blend in unnoticed among them. They'd dress up as demonic creatures or creatures of the death. And of course, this is where we get the Halloween's tradition of wearing costumes of skeletons, ghosts, mummies, and decorating with skulls, crossbones, graveyards, or other symbols of death. Wearing costumes and masks for protection from evil spirits is the origin of Halloween masquerading. Now, in the modern day celebration of Halloween, it's a day which witches celebrate above all other days. Now, in witchcraft, there are 8 major festivals per year. These festivals are at the time of the solstices, which are the longest and shortest day of the year, and also the 2 equinoxes, when the day and the night are the same length, and also the 4 times announcing the spring, summer, fall, and winter. Halloween, or All Hallows' Eve, is the major festival for witches, warlocks, witch doctors, and voodoo priests. They gather worldwide to worship Satan. And to all the people involved in witchcraft, Halloween is known as Hallow Mass, the time of sacrifice, worship to Satan, the beginning of their witch's year, and also this is the time when they believe the underworld is released and spirits are free to roam throughout the earth. It's also considered the best time to contact spirits and serious business for Satanists and witches. During this celebration, certain rituals and spells that can only be cast on Halloween night are released, as they believe that the veil separating the living from the dead is thought to be the thinnest, and they believe that the futures are told easier and more accurately by those in divination. They practice necromancy, they cast spells, they oppose churches and families, they perform all their sacrilegious acts and offer blood sacrifices to Satan. They offer up human and animal sacrifices as well. Now, 6 weeks before Halloween, the witches get together, they chant till they see the face of Satan, then they start their sacrifices of the small animals, then larger animals, then the male goat, and even an infant, young child, or adult sacrifice. Now, the sacrifice of a child is seen as the representation of the Christ child, who they blaspheme and symbolically destroy in a prolonged, brutal torture and slaughter of the child. Now, the customs and the decorations associated with Halloween, they all have significance to witchcraft. Common customs and decorations include the colors of orange and black, bobbing for apples, scary costumes and masks of witches, goblins, and ghosts, haunted houses, black cats, owls, bats, jack-o'-lanterns, which are carved out pumpkins. The meanings are hidden to those that are uninformed. The colors of orange and black are considered the colors of Satan. The black is significant of the witch's cloak, and it's also the color of darkness and evil. Orange is the color of fire. Witches will often gaze into the candle or fire when they're conjuring up the demons to perform their curses, hexes, or spells. The bonfires were made to ward off the evil spirits so they wouldn't do any harm to them. A firelit jack-o'-lantern is carried, or a firelit pumpkin, having been carved out with a demonic face, it's placed on one's property in the same tradition of warding off evil spirits. The custom of bobbing for apples involved a witchcraft token of love and fertility, in which they believed that the apples could divine or foretell the future. And if a person bobbed and got the apple, he got the assurance of love and fertility from the person he loved. Costumes and masks were worn to ward off the evil spirits. The people hoped that the evil spirits would see the costume or mask and think they were the demons so that they would not do anything to them. The wearer of the mask or costume was actually a partaker of the power of the spirit, which the mask symbolizes. Anyone who wears a mask or costume will open the door for a demon of that type to come into them. Ghosts were considered the spirits of the dead souls who were manifesting themselves, but in reality they were demons impersonating the dead person. Haunted houses, of course, are full of evil spirits who would make noises, move things, turn lights on and off, and you see that today. This is called a poltergeist, which means, and polar means noise or racket, and geist means spirit, so these are activities of evil spirits in houses. Black cats were symbols of evil spirits as well. Hecate was the Greek goddess who ruled over witches, wizards, and ghosts, and was a priestess who turned into a cat. Cats were thought to possess magical powers, and they were used as familiars. Now, owls make sounds at night. The screech of an owl was believed to foretell disaster or death. The bats were symbols of demons hunting their prey in the darkness, and they would drink blood, symbolic of the sacrifice of the animals and humans and the drinking of their blood. The jack-o'-lantern is the ancient symbol of a damned soul under control of Satan. Today's parallel tradition is to hollow out a pumpkin, carve a face in it, in the appearance of an evil demonic face with a lighted candle inside of it. So the firelit jack-o'-lantern was thought to frighten away the evil spirits. So we see that the modern customs of decorations all come from witchcraft, and there's a definite meaning for the use of these specific items in the Halloween celebration. Now that we've gone over this history again, you can certainly see that Halloween is all involved in witchcraft and the honoring of Satan. Did the early Christian church ever celebrate All Hallows' Eve? No. They had nothing to do with it until the 7th century A.D. Prior to that time, many Celts had been converted to Christianity. Although they received Jesus as their Savior, they continued in many of these pagan practices, including the celebration of the dead on All Hallows' Day. In the 7th century, in an attempt to move toward replacing this pagan holiday, the church leaders initiated a new celebration called All Saints' Day. And this was set aside by the church in memory of early Christians who died for their faith. Initially celebrated in May, but by 900 AD, the celebration of All Saints' Day was moved to November 1st to replace All Hallows' Day. The All Hallows' Day celebration continued among many of the people and was brought to the United States in the 19th century by the immigrants from Scotland and Ireland. Over time, of course, All Hallows' Eve became known as Halloween and has become an accepted and popular holiday in the United States, and pagan witchcraft influences this holiday, of course. Should a Christian celebrate Halloween? The answer is no. The reason is because of what it's all about. Halloween is thoroughly rooted in witchcraft. It glorifies Satan, darkness, and death. It treats witchcraft and witchcraft symbolism as acceptable and harmless. Furthermore, it's disobedient to God's word to have anything to do with the occult, witchcraft, darkness, or celebration of death. Christians are to celebrate life and the work of Jesus, not death and the works of Satan. 1 Thessalonians 5:5 says, "You are all children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness." And then in Romans 13:12, "Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light." Ephesians 5:11 says, "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them." The word is clear. You and I are to have nothing to do with darkness. Instead, we should cast off all the works of darkness, including the celebration of Halloween. In fact, we're not only told to have no fellowship with the works of darkness, but we're to reprove and expose them for what they really are, which is what I am doing today. Today, there are many Christians who celebrate Halloween as harmless fun. There are some that participate in it just like the world. There's others that take the approach that they can participate in it, allowing their children to go trick-or-treating while not allowing them to dress up in evil costumes. Instead, they have them dress up in harmless costumes as Bible characters. They reason that they can still participate in it as long as they are not following the evil Halloween customs and traditions of witchcraft. An underlying reason, of course, is so the children don't miss out on all the fun and they can get their candy like all the other neighborhood children. In other words, they will participate in the holiday customs but change them to have a Christian meaning. This approach may sound like it's reasonable, but it's wrong. You can't change the meaning of something and make it what you want it to be when in reality it's the time of glorification of death, Satan, and evil which others are participating in. We should not compromise and participate in a worldly holiday because of what we might miss out on. Anyone participating in this celebration honors the reason for its existence, which is clearly to promote witchcraft. One must realize that when one participates in a celebration that's truly rooted in witchcraft and paganism, he's not just observing a modern-day holiday, but in reality he's honoring and embracing all the ancient traditions of activity of that holiday, whether they're participating in them or not. Christians should have nothing to do with this evil holiday. We'll talk more on the next broadcast. As I close today, I want to make available to you my book, The Truth About Halloween. If you're interested in just one copy, we can send it to you for $1.50. If you want multiple copies to be able to pass out to people at this time of year, they're available at 75 cents each plus postage. If you're interested in getting the book on the truth about Halloween, please give me a call at 602-279-5212. The Truth About Halloween, please call 602-279-5212. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.